This is KNBA News. I'm Jocelyn Estes. Alaska has already outgrown the $250 million Goose Creek Correctional Center that opened in 2012. People testifying in a U.S. Senate Committee on Indian Affairs field hearing on Thursday said it would be smarter to turn some of the money that goes into building and maintaining prisons toward keeping people out of prison. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski chaired the field hearing on strengthening Alaska Native families, examining recidivism, reentry, and tribal courts in Alaska. She heard a range of solutions from the five people invited to testify. First, she shared some information from a report.
In the lower 48, back in 2009, for the first time in 38 years, it says 26 states successfully reduced their prison populations. But Alaska was not one of those. Alaska was not one that is seeing the rates go down. In marked contrast, Alaska has the 11th fastest prison population growth in the entire country.
Murkowski shared another statistic she finds troubling.
Alaska Native people make up 15% of our state's population, 15 to 17%, but they constitute about 36% of all prisoners in custody.
The status quo in our villages is unacceptable in any civilized country, is unacceptable in America and in Alaska.
Natasha Singh is general counsel for the Interior Alaska Regional Nonprofit Tanana Chiefs Conference. She says Alaska's law enforcement and judicial system is not working for rural Alaska. Greg Razzo, who serves on the Alaska Criminal Justice Commission and the boards of Alaska Legal Services and the Alaska Native Justice Center, agrees.
We have seen where a centralized justice system is simply unable to meet the needs of the widespread Alaskan populations and unable to understand the cultures and the history and the spirit of the people that live in rural Alaska.
Singh says tribal courts are required to protect constitutional and civil rights, work well, and need to be expanded.
Today we ask you add to the tools Alaska tribal governments need to strengthen our families and to address the root causes of substance abuse. What is needed is federal legislation which recognizes the authority of our tribal governments to deal in the first instance with issues of local domestic violence, sexual assault, and substance abuse.
Alaska Senate Majority Leader John Coghill of Fairbanks endorses tribal courts.
In the process of time, the native groups and the tribal groups have begun what I'd call a pretty decent justice system that I would say is maturing. And the state has had some struggles, there's no doubt about it, how to work with them legally, technically.
Coghill has sponsored two legislative remedies. Senate Bill 117 would divert people facing misdemeanor criminal charges to tribal courts.
They can use restorative justice ways that the state just has a hard time getting to. And I think that's going to, at the front end, keep people from coming into prison. While Senate Bill 91 will work with ways to re-enter them into society in a better way. But it's true that the disproportionate share of people in our incarcerated facilities are not only Native, but their behavioral health issues. And those things just have to be addressed.
Jeff Jesse, the head of the Alaska Mental Health Trust Authority, says 60% of Alaska's prison population has mental and behavioral health issues. As for the people relapsing into crime after they leave prison, Jesse says the solutions involve more than the departments of public safety and law.
You know who are the agencies that really have a huge impact on keeping them out when they leave? It's Alaska Housing Finance Corporation. It's the Department of Labor and Workforce Development. It's the Department of Health and Social Services. It's our tribal partners. Because what we know is to keep people productive in the community, they need housing, employment, and support for recovery.
The head of the Alaska Native Justice Center, Denise Morris, says the public also has a part to play.
Another key component that we do at the Alaska Native Justice Center, in partnership with a lot of people, we don't do this alone, is educating the public of the value of giving people a second chance.
Murkowski told the audience of about 30 people the public record for the hearing will remain open for a few weeks if anyone wishes to submit written testimony. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Jacqueline Estes.